Welcome to This Week in Debian, the podcast bringing you the latest interviews and news inside the Debian community, brought to you by frostbitemedia.org, the network bringing you your favorite GNU Linux podcasts.
Welcome to Wista, $1.25, please.
Hey, it's Towbooth Willie. Haven't seen you in a long time. How's it going, man?
Good, thanks for asking, pup.
Hey, Willie, the last time I talked to you, you said you were installing Fedora on your computer. How's that working out for you?
Hey, can't complain, pal. How's by you?
Oh, it's going good. Dude, I just installed Debian. It is wicked fast and stable.
So where you headed?
Oh, I'm going to the Northeast GNU Linux Fest.
By the way, what is this for?
Well, it's a conference for all GNU Linux users and open source software. There's going to be a keynote speaker. His name is Matt Lee. He's from the Free Software Foundation. He's going to be speaking on free software. And there's also going to be exhibitors there from like GNOME, KDE, and other open source projects where you can talk to them about the various things that they're doing within the project. And it's just going to be a great place to hang out with other GNU Linux users and geek out. Oh, by the way, Willie, the conference is at Worcester State University at 486 Chandler Street. Do you know how to get there?
Well, I know my way around New England, I can tell you that much.
Well, I guess I can just check out the directions on northeastlinuxfest.org. I know they have them there.
Okay, sure.
Oh, hey, Willie, how much is it for the toll?
The state charges $1.25, pal.
Man, $1.25? That's more than my operating system costs. Well, here you go.
Would you like a receipt with that?
Yeah, sure, I'll take one. Thanks.
And here you are.
Well, we'll see you later, Willie. Have a good day.
Hey!
Oh, what? Willie, you want to come with us to the GNU Linux Fest? Come on, man, get out of there. Hop in the car. We'll take off and go and have a great time.
I'm coming out of the booth!
That's right, so if you want to join us and Towbooth Willie at the Northeast GNU Linux Fest, it's going to be in Worcester, Massachusetts, at Worcester State University, located at 486 Chandler Street in the Student Center. It's going to be on April 2nd, starting at 10:30 a.m., going until 3 p.m. There's also going to be an after party at Jillian's, so come on down and have a great time. Visit us at northeastlinuxfest.org, and please, if you plan on coming, register so that way we know who to expect and who's coming. Again, visit us at the website, northeastlinuxfest.org. We hope to see you soon. Hello, welcome to This Week in Debian. Today we have a quick podcast, but I'd like to mention a few things. We are having the Northeast GNU Linux Fest in Worcester, Massachusetts on April 2nd, which is a Saturday, and it's going to be from 10:30 a.m. until 3 p.m. There's going to be an after party at Jillian's, so come on down, have a great time. We're actually going to have someone in the Debian community, Roberto Sanchez. He's going to be speaking on packaging for Debian, working with upstream, how to get packages ready, and things along that nature. So that, I'm looking forward to that talk. Roberto reached out to me from one of the Debian mailing lists and said he'd like to give a talk, and he gracefully is going to come down and speak at the fest, so I appreciate his time. He's coming out, I believe he lives in Ohio, so I appreciate him coming out here to do that. And Debian, I didn't read up fully on this, so you can excuse me for it, but I saw that Debian 6.0.1 was released, so I'm assuming there was maybe some little bug fix maybe with the installer, or I'm not quite sure what that could have been, but I saw that was released a few days ago. Debian's cranking away and working on Wheezy, and that will probably take a couple of years, but I'm enjoying Squeeze right now on my laptop, and it's been running fantastic. And then I guess upcoming pretty soon is we're going to be electing a new DPL for Debian, and so I guess we'll keep up to date on that, see how that's going. And, well, I think that's about it for this week. We'll have a regularly scheduled interview next week. And, again, if there's anyone that would like to be interviewed, please get a hold of us at feedback@frostbitemedia.org. You can email us and tell us what you're working on in Debian, or if you want to suggest someone to be interviewed, that would be great, too. Also, one of the things about Debian that's fantastic is Debian has made a wiki for us, and I believe it is wiki.debian.org/thisweekindebian, and I think it's camel case, so everything like this is capitalized, week is capitalized, and is capitalized, and Debian is. There's a lot of people on there suggested for interviews, which is fantastic, but I'm having a problem getting these people's email addresses and getting a hold of them. So if anyone is going to add someone to the wiki, or if you yourself are going to add yourself to the wiki, please leave a way for me to get a hold of you through email or whatever. I would appreciate that, because there's a lot of people on there that I can't get a hold of, unfortunately. So if anyone out there could maybe fix the wiki or get in touch with me and get me in touch with these people on the wiki, I'd love to email them and get some interviews set up. So I appreciate your time. Thank you, everyone, for listening and downloading. It's been my pleasure. The Debian community has been awesome, and they have been more than helpful with this project, and I thank you for that. And again, the Northeast GNU Linux Fest is coming up April 2nd. Come on down. Roberto Sanchez is going to be speaking. I'd love to have some more Debian people there. So come on down, have a great time, and we'll look forward to seeing you there if you're coming. And if not, we will talk to you next week.
Thank you for listening to This Week in Debian. If you know someone, or you yourself, are in the Debian community, please get a hold of us. We can interview you. If you'd like to get a hold of us, our email address is feedback@frostbitemedia.org. Again, that email address is feedback@frostbitemedia.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.